Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Time to talk to Mike Florio. Pro Football Talk brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding, your hometown roofing expert. Mike, what is the latest chapter in the never-ending Aaron Rodgers saga for us?
I think we're still stuck on waiting. There's been no development. We just wait. And who the hell knows what's next? I think the most revealing development was Friday when we found out of nowhere that Derek Carr has a shoulder injury and could miss the entire season. I heard that there might be the possibility of the Saints reaching out. I don't know why Rodgers would want to play there, but it reveals the benefit of his delay, that through this process of waiting, there could be another spot that would pop up, that injuries happen all the time, usually during football season, but you never know when you're going to find out that somebody's got an injury, off-season program, they can happen anytime, any place it can happen, and other seats could, in theory, become available, and that's one of the reasons to wait if there's more to his delay than just wanting to avoid the off-season program in Pittsburgh.
I mean, I'm starting to think that the Steelers on the list of preferred teams for him are like several spots down from the top here, Mike. That's kind of my main thought. It isn't just about avoiding the offseason program. I'm just starting to think he really doesn't want to play here unless it's that or don't play at all.
There's a persistent belief he's waiting to see what happens in Minnesota, that after the Vikings see J.J. McCarthy in the offseason program, see him throw the ball in that setting, they'll realize Aaron Rodgers could do a better job and they'll change their mind. They have left the door open. GM Kwesi Adofo-Mensah several weeks ago made it clear that the door is open. So in theory, it's possible if he's thinking, I've got a better chance to cap my career the way I want in Minnesota than in Pittsburgh. I still don't know why I'd want to do the next step in the Brett Favre career arc, but so be it. That's what some are thinking. Regardless, this is what happens when you do nothing, and more importantly, you say nothing. There's no harm in leaking to a select reporter or going on McAfee's show and explaining what your thought process is. There's a way to do it transparently that doesn't necessarily piss everyone off. Silence, at least in Pittsburgh, I think, is pissing everyone off because there's that persistent idea as articulated by Cam Hayward, you either want to be a Steeler or you don't. And I think most fans feel the same way.
Mike, the comment from Adam Schefter early this week about how there might be a soft deadline of the start of off-season workouts because technically Rodgers hasn't missed anything yet, but if he's not here on Tuesday, then he will miss the beginning of like the soft install of the offense and putting the playbook in and getting on the same page as wide receivers. And Schefter implying that the Steelers would be upset or frustrated or angry over that, and that might cause them to back off on Rodgers. Do you put any credence in that opinion?
Well, I think it's commonsensical, but I defer to Mike Tomlin when he said the line of demarcation at the start of training camp. That was kind of a knowing comment that they've had the conversation about when the clock strikes 12 and that's it, and it's too late, and you can't show up in Pittsburgh. I mean, really, are they going to say no to him if they haven't added a guy who's clearly going to be the starter for 2025? And who's out there that they could add that would cause us to say, well, the door's closed? I mean, if they would trade for Kirk Cousins, which I don't expect them to do after the draft, because Cousins wants to wait until after the draft to waive his no-trade clause, that would be a development that would cause us to say the door is probably closed. But until they've got someone better than Mason Rudolph and Skylar Thompson as their top two options, I think the door is still open, even if the Steelers aren't happy about it.
Do you put any stock in the Shedeur Sanders rumor? He came here and Todd McShay said that Tomlin allegedly really likes Shedeur Sanders, Mike.
I don't think it's impossible to have both Shedeur Sanders and Aaron Rodgers, because Shedeur would be the future and Rodgers would be the present. Would you go with Shedeur Sanders right away? At some level, they've got to be burned by what happened with Kenny Pickett 3 years ago, but you could also look at it and say, hey, we flipped the coin on a quarterback in 2022 and we lost. We'll go ahead and flip it again this year, and maybe this time we'll win. I think 9 through 21 is the action area for Shedeur Sanders. Actually, 8 now, since people are expecting the Saints to be interested in him at 9, which could prompt someone to jump up to 8. But once he gets past 9, if he gets past 9, there's a long way to go, and there aren't a lot of teams, maybe the Seahawks, between 10 and 20 that are clear destinations. The Steelers would be at risk of someone jumping in front of them at spot number 20 or a little higher than that. Maybe they have to spring up a little bit, and we've seen them do that with guys they really wanted in the past, like Troy Polamalu and Santonio Holmes. But they sat tight and got Najee Harris. They sat tight and got Kenny Pickett. Not that either of those two guys are still on the team, but in theory, they could sit at 21 and see if he's there, and I wouldn't be surprised if they took him if he's there.
Mike, to go back to your line of demarcation comment that you referenced Tomlin making, I mean, doesn't that just reek, and isn't Rodgers smart enough to know, if he's aware of that comment, that that just reeks of desperation on Tomlin's part? I mean, that's just the head coach, I think, parting the seas even more for Rodgers to do absolutely whatever he pleases during this entire time, because he's essentially saying, forget about OTAs, forget about this other stuff. If you show up the night before training camp, sign a contract, put ink to paper, I'll be good to go with you.
This is the team that has gone completely out of character with the trade for DK Metcalf, the contract that they gave him. They've never done anything like that in the 50 years I've been paying attention to the Pittsburgh Steelers. They want to get to the playoffs and win a playoff game. So I think there is desperation. And look at the depth chart. Mason Rudolph, Skylar Thompson. The desperation is implied. All due respect to both of those guys, I can't imagine the Steelers going forward with Mason Rudolph as their starting quarterback in 2025. Those guys are there to be the backups to somebody, whether it's Rodgers, whether it's Kirk Cousins, whether it's Shedeur Sanders, whether it's somebody else who's floating around out there that we might not be thinking of. It can't be Rudolph 1 and Thompson 2. Not if the goal is to get to the playoffs and win a playoff game.
Mike, do you think that the TJ Watt Instagram post is, well, what do you think it means? Let's get your own conspiracy theory and your own personal theories in on this. What do you think that meant?
I don't know if it's a conspiracy theory. It happened. We're trying to understand what it was. He's not the kind of guy to pop off. He's not the kind of guy to take a stand. But nowadays, because social media has been used so many times by players to send a message,
yep,
when you post throwing up the deuces, there they go, why are the balloons rising? But when you post throwing up deuces, people are going to think you're saying, I want out. And look what it did for Myles Garrett. He came out and said, I want to be traded. I want out of Cleveland. It sucks here. We're never going to win. He didn't say it in those words, but that was the message.
Yep.
And they threw $40 million a year at him. So TJ's been waiting patiently for a contract that improves on his $28 million per year average. He's due to make like $21 million this year. He clearly deserves a new contract, and he hasn't gotten one. And And, you know, he could look at this Aaron Rodgers situation and say, I don't like this. This isn't the Steelers I've played for my entire career since 2017 and haven't won a playoff game. And it's not my fault we haven't won a playoff game. I don't like this desperation. If they're not going to pay me what I deserve and they're going to play these games and pay a bunch of money to a DK Metcalf who's never played for the team before, see ya. I'm out.
I mean, I personally...
Wait, so you actually think it might mean that he's asking for a trade?
I think he's trying to get their attention. I don't think it was accidental.
I think
it came out on the day that everybody was thinking, ooh, is Aaron going to show up at the Pat McAfee thing? And, ooh, maybe Aaron's going to show up. And, you know, let's worry about the guys who are there.
Sounds like a Brady Bunch thing, a Marsha bit here, Mike. It sounds like he's very disgusted. For the record, I would trade him. I've said this a bunch of times. I'll run that by you. If I were the Steelers, I would have explored trading him before last season. I'd certainly still be interested in doing it this season.
Well, Chris Sims and I had a long discussion about this. There was a time right after free agency started where the Steelers had a revolving door at that edge rusher position. Guy becomes a free agent, wants a lot of money. Steelers throw up the deuces for them, and somebody'd leave, and then in comes the next guy who'd be the star. And they keep doing it over and over again. It was unusual for the Steelers, and it is unusual when they make a major market-level commitment to an edge rusher because they've been very good at cultivating and developing guys who can jump into their system and get it done. So, you know, I thought that the Browns should have traded Myles Garrett. So you have to think about, if you don't trade a guy, what you're giving up to keep him. And if there's somebody out there that's willing to give you significant draft pick compensation, you're giving that up by keeping the guy. And you're going to have to pay him $40 million a year in new money. And he's getting closer and closer to the expiration date. You don't want to regret the contract you gave him a year later. Look at what the Dolphins are dealing with both Tyreek Hill and Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah.
I think they regret giving both of those guys the contracts they got last year. And it makes it harder for them to move on now. The cap consequences are too significant. There's too much guaranteed money to get somebody to trade for either one of them. And so you don't want to be in that situation where a year from now you're saying, why in the hell did we sign that guy to the contract? And it's hard to do. You're talking about a foundational player, a face of the franchise, a guy who's meant so much to the team. But every player is a piece in a giant football machine, and eventually that piece gets removed and another piece gets put in. And it's hard to do. The bigger the name, the harder it is to forget the name on the back of the jersey and make an objective assessment. But that's what the Steelers need to do. And I love TJ Watt as a player, but you know, they may be thinking $40 million a year, 40.3, whatever it's going to take, highest paid non-quarterback in league history. They're not willing to do it for a guy who's getting close to 30 and maybe getting close to the point where he's not going to be the guy that he once was.
Do you think there's a team in this year's draft that would give up a first-round pick for him?
I think it depends on, and this is the problem. If you wait and see how the first round goes, and there's somebody who was angling for a specific edge rusher and they emerge without the guy they want, maybe you can get next year's first round pick plus something else this year. But look, the best time to, if they're going to do it, and especially if they're looking to replace him with an edge rusher, the best time to do the trade is when the pick is on the clock, because then you don't have to worry. If you pick up pick number 15, nobody knows that you've got the pick until it's time to use it. So you don't get jumped by somebody who's saying, oh, they're going to get this edge rusher that we really want. We better get in front of them.
Mike Florio, check him out. Pro Football Talk, PFT Live. Thank you, Mike. We'll talk again next week.
That doesn't mean goodbye for good. That's just regular dude. That's peace. That's not.
And there goes, every time you put the peace sign up, the happy birthday balloons go up.
Again.
There you go. See you, Mike.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.